Feels good to win, you know. Always has and always will be. And proud of our team, how we battled. Kentucky's had a lot of injuries, you know, the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, and going through a lot of stuff that we're going through too. And so, certainly understanding of that. And that being said, I think we did. We played okay. I was frustrated with some of the kicking plays the first half that really had huge field position ramifications. I thought we settled down a little bit. Very conservative on offense, and used the clock and did some of the things as far as running the football that we haven't done around here for a long time. So we just made an adjustment, and that's what we did. So thought the defense played exceptionally well the first couple series. I didn't think so, but from that point on, I thought they really played well. Huge difference in the end, you know, in the second half when you get a turnover to the 12-yard line. And then also Will Ebner knocking the ball out, and then EJ picking it up and scoring. That's similar to two big errors that we made against Georgia. And you're not going to win football games doing that. So nice to see that on our side of the ball. So anyway, pleased for our team, and we're used to winning around here, so it's been tough. But we have great challenges ahead of us. We're excited about that, but it's good to get back in the winner's circle. I think it was boiled down to we knew he could play with great restriction. He got the okay from the medical staff. Corbin was struggling. Not the first quarterback ever struggling at all, and won't be the last. And I think that it was just I just got on the phone with Coach Osh. We had talked about it in our Thursday staff meeting that if it got into that situation, that we would most likely put James in. We let him know the series before that we would do it. But we also were very, very controlled in what we had him run and pass. And then we decided just keep him in, even though the score was the way it is, just to get some reps, to get some confidence back. And I think any time you get a veteran player that comes in, you know, he's the MVP in the bowl last year, and he had great success as a sophomore. And, you know, he's plays the position, knows it well. I think any time you bring that in, I think that gave our offense a little bit of a lift. I think that's natural. There's nothing against Corbin. I think it's just natural. And the good news is he made it through, and he was not hit at all. And hopefully be closer to 100% next week. Well, I just see his poise. I mean, he's a very poised guy. You know, he always has been like that. In fact, something bothers some people because they want him to show a little bit more fire. But that's just the way he played quarterbacks, which is awesome. But I thought he did fine. I didn't see him limping at all. You know, he wasn't limping in practice. But it was just, you know, there's restrictions where he plants and then, you know, that where he has that strain that is painful, you know, for anybody. And he made it through well, and so and just felt good about that.
Gary, is it a tough call for you to make? I don't recall you taking a quarterback out for struggling for a while.
Yeah, well, it's a call that you got to make, though. I mean, we talked about the circumstances in Thursday's meeting. We make a lot of – I always talk about Thursday. We make a lot of decisions Thursday morning in the cool and calm and not in the, you know, in the pressures and the atmosphere of a game. And we talked about that. In fact, I talked about it again with Coach Yost right before in the locker room before the game started. That if in case that happened, that we would go with James. We were just with great restrictions. We understood that. And you do what's best. Call for your team. And you know, if you'd have got hurt out there, then the questions might be a little bit different.
When you are running such a conservative game plan.
Yeah, it was great. It really was, and it was. We were, blocking in there and get Mitch Morris back, which was really good. And Anthony Gotti actually got in there and traded him off a little bit, tackle. Thought that was good, positive. It was. You know, at the end, you know, with what, 5 or 6 minutes left, they never got back on the field and decided to take a knee at the end. There was no sense in scoring, and it was good. But, our defense really, really played exceptionally well. And as the game has gone on, and very, very pleased with that, you know, to get their mojo back a little bit.
Gary, I know you don't stop on these things in the middle of the season, but do you take a minute here to pause and appreciate the first SEC win?
No, it doesn't mean a lot to me. I just want to win. I don't care. It's my 50th or It's a bigger deal to everybody else. Okay, so, and you don't have to write that anymore. So I assume I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I didn't read anything you say anyway. So, I would never want to do that. Anyway, it's I know that it's we need to win. I don't care who we play. We need to win. I was play calling the defense presented it to us. If the defense had been lined different, we'd probably hand the ball off. So we just count the number of people in the box and pretty much threw the perimeter to him, did some other things. We need to get the ball downfield more. It's difficult to drive like that. I think we were really good on third downs today. I don't know what the numbers were, but we were really good on third downs. We had a lot more third and shorts, and that increases that and your chances of success there. But and I think he's going to be real good at getting the ball downfield too also, we had a guy, really open, and Corbin missed the one on the sideline. He's just supposed to throw the ball on the sideline instead of up the number. You throw the ball down the sideline, we probably got it because it was a great throw, but it was just inside, and the corner made a great play. So we need to get the ball downfield more. We're aware of that. But when you get in a game like this, you do what you think is how your defense is playing, and you do what you think is necessary to win the game, and that's what we did. Yeah, get out of drive, just a huge play. I mean, it was, we're struggling. They're executing right down the field. And I'm sitting there kind of just, I'm not going to tell you what I was thinking. And then he, rips that ball out and he picks it up and goes down. Reminds a little bit of Alden when he did that against Oklahoma. And he got an interception about the 10-yard line. And he can run, for a 295-pound guy, he can run and he can stiff arm, too. I saw that. But just made a big play. Made a bunch of big plays for our defense.
As well as Marcus's play, were you surprised that he had the struggles he did on catching the punch today?
You know what? I was surprised a lot of things. Okay, I mean, does anybody have any idea how hard we work on the kicking game? The attention to detail, the minute details of every phase of the kicking game. We had a PAT blocked. Okay, in the A gap. Okay, we muffed a couple punts. We run into a punter, and we had a 5-yard penalty. Thank heavens. I haven't seen him drop a punt for 4 weeks, and so that's why this is a crazy business. Okay, but I'm responsible. He drops a ball, I'm responsible for it. So I got to do a better job. Yeah, it's really good, isn't it? You see him getting better in practice, too. You really see him getting better. I hate to say that. Okay, you see him getting better in practice. But he's working hard, and that's helped us.
Yeah, what made – I mean, you picked him, obviously, over a guy who'd been successful last year. Why?
It's the same thing we use in recruiting. We tell people all the time, recruiting, the best player is going to play, and I don't care, the Brad Smith story. Over a 3-year starter, because he won the job. There's no pecking order here. Well, you had it, and it's yours to lose. That's not what you do. We compete in practice, and if you win the job, and I think our players respect that. And when you come to our program, the best player plays, and not the experienced player has no advantage over anybody else.
Gary, it seemed like you were using tight end attached a little more, and maybe just more committed to the running game than we've seen sometimes. Is that kind of maybe the identity, the way this offense is trending a little bit?
I don't know. We want to do a little bit more of it. Sean was a redshirt freshman that we redshirted. Was a guy that we could play. He could play this year, without a question. When he was out, that kind of with Eric, we just from a depth standpoint, we kind of backed off a little bit. So we intended to use more of it. I also think it has a lot to do with. Having other problems too. You've got quarterback problems, you have interior line problems, those kind of things. So I think it's a combination of both. I mean, there's times you got to run the football, and there's times you got to protect the corner. And, we did a little bit of it last year, but I think that's certainly part of it too. I would like to think he's going to be full go. He'll be able to tell you that. But, we got it through this, which is really good. We got it through this game. And I think from a confidence standpoint, I think that's really good for him. Because those knees, they're I've never had MCL strain. But talking to different people that do, it's a bit of a confidence. You're concerned it's going to give out or something, which probably it's not going to happen. And he also had a knee brace on too. But it's just getting confidence. And the good news about next week, a week ago today, he wasn't even running. He didn't run, I think, till last Sunday. And with Sunday, he didn't look very good, you know, at all. And see, let's see where he's at now running by the time Thursday. Well, you look at now, you look through the next few days, and then confidence. So hopefully he'll be able. But we'll look at our game planning, and we'll understand what we need to do, and we'll adjust appropriately, you know. Well, yeah, there's a few things in there, yeah, design runs, and also some of our maybe play action passes or things where we know he might be flushed out of the pocket, and then all of a sudden he went out of the pocket one time and threw the ball down on the outside there, as I recall. But those things are also, all those things are, you know, there's just little nuances of different plays that could put him in position. Like a lot of seven-step drops, which we don't, it's not a seven-step drop, but longer drops, longer routes. You know, you got to hold the ball more. You're in the pocket, and you know, we just kind of control. We didn't do many of those. You know, put him in position where he was going to have to try to scramble out, because he's good at doing that. But you know, was he ready?
Talk about the run game a little bit. But Kinder specifically had a pretty good year, over 100 yards.
Well, he's had a great. I mean, that's Kendall. I mean, he had a great spring. He had a great August. He had a great August. He can accelerate. He's a tough runner. I thought that play by Marcus James, to, you know, how he got that in the end zone down there, I have no idea. But that's how he returns punts, too. Marcus Murphy. And so, he showed great quickness. And Russell's a pretty good player, too. So a freshman out there running a ball like that, that's certainly positive. No, we'd like to play him in there, play a little bit more for him. It gives Elvis a break, you know, and so he didn't get tired as much. You know, Elvis, one thing about coming off that injuries that he's had, is, you know, it's just you have a tendency more in the fourth quarter to get tired. Well, if we could kind of give him a break here and there, then once he gets to the fourth quarter, he can be stronger. So a little bit of that goes in place.
Speaking of guys being tired, as you got your bunch back together this week, did you get the feeling that they benefited from having week?
Yeah, I think they did. It's, you know, we have a bye week schedule, and we do what we do. We've done it for years. We believe in what we did. We didn't do it different because our record was the way it was at all. But I thought we got refreshed a little bit. You know, I think we did, and I think that's important. But we utilize it like we normally do, and I think it was good for the players. I think it was good for the coaches.
One or two more.
Playing Kentucky? No, I had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
Just any initial thoughts about Florida?
Well, they're a great football team. Great football team, and you know, it's expected. I mean, I think that one of the main differences in their team this year, their quarterback's playing well. I'm not sure if he was hurt last year. I didn't know. I don't know real much about it, you know. But you know, I know that. But they're getting great quarterback play. But they, you know, played real good defense a year ago. I know that for a fact. But, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they get the kind of quarterback play, and it's a whole different deal. So, but they're a great football team.
Can you go watch them today?
What's that?
Can you watch them today?
Yeah, probably a little bit tonight. Probably a little bit. You know, just as a football coach, you don't want to watch football, but you end up doing it. So it's kind of hard not to. So we'll see. Just want to keep getting better. We haven't played our best football game yet. I think that's. You know, that's out there, and, you know, there's a lot of things. I'm real disappointed in the some of the kicking in the first half, just really disappointed. We had a great kicking game against Alabama and come out here and not be as good. And there's reasons why you win games, and there's reasons why you lose games, okay? And the kicking game, we call it special forces, which wasn't real special at times today. And you don't have that on your side. You don't have turnovers on your side, fewer penalties on your side. All those things, fourth quarter on your side, guess what? You start decreasing your chances of winning. It's age old. It'll never change. It's the formula for winning. And so I get real frustrated when we go backwards.